Very good questions and remarks. For us, so far, the local organizations and authorities is the key for our success in the programs. This is not something that IKEA can just run off and do by ourself. In all the markets, we are working with the local organizations to help us make sure that we are doing the right thing. There, if I build a bridge also to authorities and governments, there is a lot of legislative challenges, which you're also onto, Vaishali, that I think there we need to come together and how can we increase speed in taking faster decisions, making the changes happen much faster. These are human beings that are in very, very challenged situation, and tomorrow can be myself or you or our relatives and friends. I think we wouldn't want to stay in a limbo mode and for authorities or governments to debate and discuss, should we do like this or that? I think we invite everyone to join us in not debating, but actually doing things. If I then build it onto the bridge of what is the key success factors, I think is to keep it simple, start doing something, not over-plan it, not overdo it, and do it in a smaller scale if that fits, just whatever makes it easier to do. I think what has been the biggest success for us is when it comes to this program has been, it is a program to invite refugees to increase their employability skills. But when the program is finished, you apply for a job like anyone else, on equal rights, equal terms. And once you get a job, you are no longer a refugee working at IKEA. You are an IKEA friend, a coworker, part of the wider IKEA family, and that's how you should be treated. And otherwise, we have an issue in the organization. I think that's very important for our friends that comes through these kind of programs, that we don't stamp our friends and they forever be the poster picture of a program connected to refugees, that, you know, day one, they are a forklift driver, cashier, or managing one of our units somewhere, treated like anyone else. So I think that's a super important thing. And during the program, we get a golden opportunity, which is a fantastic win-win situation. Many of our colleagues and friends who have not encountered being close, understood the life and challenges and the needs and dreams and wishes of a refugee, have a possibility during the program to get to know a refugee. And that, of course, even if that person does not end up working at IKEA, we have enriched the life of one of our coworkers to understand better the situation of refugees, and hopefully also outside of their work, they can be a better ambassador for supporting the causes connected to the refugees. Thank you.